Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of an application that I came across a couple of months ago called Battery Monitor for your MacBook Pro, Mac Air, etc. Of course, as the name implies, to monitor your battery level in your laptop. And the reason why it caught my attention was the fact that it actually talks out every 10% for your discharge or recharge cycle in your MacBook Pro or Mac Air. In this demonstration, I'll actually show you how to first find it in the Mac App Store so you get a hold of the right application. We'll then go into the application itself, Battery Monitor, go into its preferences, and I'll show you how to set up for the speech output for the 10% recharge and discharge notification cycles via speech, and then we'll actually listen to it in action as it notifies me of my battery level. So as usual, let me just start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with the voiceover command Shift VOD, remembering that the VO keys are the control and option keys held down together. So I'll do that now. Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
So the first thing we need to do is go to the Mac App Store and search for the application itself. So I'm going to jump to my dock with the voiceover command VOD or Control Option D.
Dock, App Store, 5 new items, 4 of 28.
Okay, let's open up the Mac App Store by doing VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Find App Store, App Store window.
Okay, let me do Command F for find.
Search, search text field.
Let me type in battery monitor, two words.
Battery monitor.
And press the Enter key.
Battery monitor, highlighted. Heading level 2, search results for battery monitor. Sort by relevance.
Okay, let me do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Battery health group, battery monitor group.
That's the one we want. Let me interact with that group with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Two items, interact with battery monitor group.
So what I'm going to do now is navigate to the link for the battery monitor to bring up its description and so on. So I'm going to do VO Command L or Control Option Command L.
Battery monitor link.
That's what I want. VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press link. Battery monitor. HTML content. Link image. Battery monitor. Installed. Battery monitor. Dimmed button. Actions for battery monitor. Pop up button. Heading level 1. Battery monitor. Note. A computer with a battery compliant with the smart battery standard is required. All portable Apple computers with Intel processors fulfill this requirement. More and more computers are mobile devices nowadays. The most important prerequisite for a portable computer is a chargeable battery which keeps the device powered.
Okay, so
batteries
that should give you enough information so that you can tell that you've got the right app in the Mac App Store for when you search for the battery monitor application. So let me Command Q out of the Mac App Store. Of course, if you were purchasing it, you would put in your Apple ID, have it download, and then run from the Applications menu and leave it running as a program, if you like, in the background. So I'm going to do Command Q to quit.
Finder, Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Okay, so we're back at the desktop. I'm actually going to run the battery monitor from the Applications folder. So I'm going to do Shift-Command-A for Applications folder.
Applications, now in Applications window.
And I'm going to start typing in the word battery to jump to the battery application itself.
Battery monitor.app application.
Okay, and Command-O to open it.
Battery monitor, smart battery unit window, battery.
Let's go into Preferences with Command, comma.
Preferences, now in Preferences window. General, selected tab, 1 of 2.
Okay, there's two tabs, general and notifications. We want notifications, so I'm going to do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Notifications, tab, 2 of 2.
Select that with VA spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press Notifications tab 2 of 2.
And notifications. Let's move across this dialog with VA right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Continuous charge warning. Open panel FAC powered for extended time. Checked checkbox.
Now, some of these were checked by default and some were not, but I'll let you know the ones that I definitely did check. So we'll keep going across with VA right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Send capacity notifications. When running on reserve, check checkbox. When battery fully charged, check checkbox. Every 10% when discharging, check checkbox.
Okay, so I checked on the every 10% when discharging. And of course, to check one of these checkboxes, it's VA spacebar or Control Option spacebar. If I did that now.
Uncheck every 10% when discharging checkbox.
Okay, and check it again with VA spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Check every 10% when discharging checkbox.
VA right here or Control Option right here again.
Every 10% when charging check checkbox.
Okay, this one's every 10% when charging, so when the power's plugged in. And that was unchecked, so I checked that one.
Type of notification.
Now here's the type of notification of which you have three.
Notification center, unchecked checkbox.
Okay, notification center.
Growl, unchecked checkbox.
Growl.
Speech, checked checkbox.
And speech. Now I'm fairly sure speech was actually checked already. It didn't start to talk, however, until I checked on the discharge or recharge checkboxes. But if it's not on, of course, just do VA spacebar or Control Option spacebar to turn it on. Okay, that's the end of the preference panel. Let me just do Command W to close the window.
Close. Now in Smart Battery Unit window. Battery.
And just to give you an idea of the layout of this window, I don't really use it because the battery status that I want is really just the talking notifications of the battery discharge and recharge cycle. But if I do VA right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
BQ20Z451.
Okay, so what we've basically got is two columns. We've got headers on the left, the information on the right. So if I go back to the left with VA left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Battery.
Come down.
Serial number.
Go to the right.
9763.
Okay,
serial number.
Come down.
Manufacturer.
Go to the right.
DP.
Go to the left.
Manufacturer.
Come down.
Manufacturing date.
Go to the right.
05/06/2012.
Left.
Manufacturing
down.
Voltage.
Right.
11.46V.
Okay, so you can get the idea. It's basically the two column layout, header and information on the same row. I'm just going to leave the battery monitor there for the moment. I'm going to return to my desktop with Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Okay, so let me check the battery level in the normal way by going to the Extras menu with VOM twice. Slide down the Control and Option keys and press M twice.
Menu Extras. Skype Menu Extra.
And of course,
Menu Extras.
Let's VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow over to the battery level.
Dropbox 2.0.2. Key remap for Mac. Accessibility. Time machine. Bluetooth. Wi-Fi. System sound. Battery. 61% full. Menu Extra.
Okay, so 61%. I've currently got it on charge at the moment. So I'm going to take my charger out of the port on the left-hand side of the MacBook. Okay, and I'm going to jump back to the desktop with Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume. Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Okay, let's just check the extras menu once again.
Menu extras, battery, calculating time remaining. Menu extra.
So I've definitely confirmed it's now discharging.
Battery.
It's on battery.
Calculating time remaining. Menu extra.
Okay, so jump back to the desktop with Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop. Macintosh HD.
It's 2 o'clock.
Macintosh HD. Selected volume.
Thank you, clock, for letting me know the time. So we're just sitting at the desktop, and because I've got the battery monitor application still running, it will notify us
the
of
battery
the battery
has discharged to 60%.
As it just did now. Okay, so if I left that running and I continued to work on battery, then every 10%, 50, 40, 30 as it was discharging would speak out through the internal speech. It's got nothing to do with voiceover. It's just purely using the system speech to read the status. Now, if I pause the recording to get my battery level down to 59%, and let me just check what it currently says now in the status menu.
Menu extras, battery, 59% remaining.
Okay,
menu
so extra. 59% now.
Menu extra.
Back to the desktop with Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop, mobile documents alias, selected alias.
And
mobile documents alias,
power.
Selected alias.
Plug it back into my laptop. And then you can listen to what it will say, of course, when the laptop, my MacBook Pro, hits 60%.
The battery has charged to 60%.
Okay, so fairly common sense. On the discharge cycle, it was saying battery has discharged to 60%, which means it wasn't plugged in. When it's plugged in, the notification is battery has reached 60% charge, etc. So not only do you know your charge state, but because of the discharge or charging notification in the speech notification, you know definitely that you either have your laptop, MacBook Pro in my case, on power or running it on battery, which comes in handy for some circumstances because on occasion I've actually bumped my charger out of the power board slightly, and when I think I'm actually charging my MacBook Pro, I'm not. Okay, so that concludes this demonstration of the battery monitor application available from the Mac App Store. It costs around about $5 and I think pretty good value for money. Just remember though that to get the speech talking for the discharge and recharge cycles, you need to go into the battery monitor, preferences with command comma, select the notifications tab and check on the discharge and recharge checkboxes. And if you just want to double check with the notifications for notification center, growl or speech, just make sure that the speech checkbox is checked. And of course, you leave the battery monitor running in the background. So that concludes this demo. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.